Let me Kumo that for you. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Sometime next month, Microsoft is expected to roll out a revised search engine. The brand Live Search is soon to be dead, a consequence of the complete failure to make inroads against Google. Kumo is the name Microsoft is using right now for its next search tool, but that could change. Research firm Hitwise is reporting that Google accounted for almost 73% of all U.S. searches in April, while Microsoft captured a meager 5.5%. I asked Ina Fried, Microsoft beat reporter for CNET, what the name Kumo means.
You know, it doesn't specifically mean anything in English. I think I've seen a couple of meanings in other languages, but I think it's just, you know, they want something short. You know, I'm sure in their dream world, you know, they want it to become a verb someday, much like we say, I think I'll Google that today.
The fact that it's not sticking with the name Live Search is sort of an admission that that the search engine itself has not performed all that well compared to Google and needs a fresh face on it.
Definitely. I mean, the Live name came, you know, when everything was going to be live. We had Windows Live, we had Office Live. Everything at Microsoft was getting the Live moniker. Just like a few years ago, everything got the .NET moniker. I think there's two things. One, it's not a particularly great name. And two, the product hasn't really gained any traction. If the product were doing well, I'm sure they wouldn't be looking to rebrand it.
So how will Microsoft's new search engine be different?
So there are a few things that are different. You know, I would say it's somewhat of a change. It's not, you know, the most shocking thing ever. One of the things, the main things that the Kumo designs that I've seen some early screenshots of do is they try and break a search down. So when you search for an Audi, for example, the car, what are the types of things you're actually looking for? And so they break it down into, you know, Audi cars, Audi parts, Audi reviews. So they try and take a general search query and say, what might you be looking for, and sort of categorize the results. That's one of the biggest things. They also, you know, are trying more and more when there's a special category they can put it into to try and do that. So if you search for a health term, you're going to get health-specific results from a company called MedStory that Microsoft bought. So celebrities get special treatment. Some of the types of queries that are really common and also where there's some value.
What are all of these search engine gurus and analysts saying about Microsoft's chance to get some traction with its revised search engine?
You know, I think this is seen as an incremental improvement. I don't think it's going to change things overnight. Short of buying Yahoo or really engaging in some deep search partnership with Yahoo, there's nothing that's going to change Microsoft's share overnight. So they're really going to have to do better than they have with Kumo or whatever it's called.
Ina Fried covers Microsoft for CNET News. According to Hitwise, Microsoft's share of the search market declined about 9% in April compared to the period a year ago.
I wish love was still silver and was back when the country was strong.
And now a couple of interesting things for you to read online. At CNET, there's an interview with musician John Doe, founder of the band X and now sort of a country punk guy, about how technology is changing the music industry. And over at the New York Times website, David Pogue has a review of a device called the MiFi, which lets you have sort of a personal traveling Wi-Fi bubble around you at all times. You can find links to these stories at futuretense.publicradio.org. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.